Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud. We're learning today Lili Nishmas and Marilyn Platt's father, Arthur Jacobs, Osher Ben Yitzhak Halevi. All the Shamas we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. We begin the Gemara on Kuf Tesim Abayis, three lines from the bottom. We remind ourselves that yesterday's share we had a machlokas as to what was Rav's understanding when a woman has a Kiddushei Ketana, when she's married Midirabbanon. At what point does that marriage become a the Oraisa marriage, a full-fledged, full Kiddushin that no longer is a Dirabbanan marriage? Is it when she hits the age of Godless? It's when she becomes a Gedola, even though she didn't have relations again with her husband, and that in and of itself makes her into a Gedola? Or is it, like we brought down, the opinion of Rav, we had said that Rav holds it only if she has relations with her husband after she's a gedola, at that point does it become a daraisa marriage? And the Gemara now questions this and says, really? Is that the conclusion that we had, that Rav's opinion is only when she has relations as a gedola does it become a daraisa kiddushin? So we begin three lines in the bottom, Kuftes HaMebeis, V'sova Rav, Ibaal In, Ilo Baal Lo. Is that really the conclusion that we want to make? For Idmai, but we learned previously, Ketano Shelo Miyano. If a Ketana didn't do Miyan, V'higdila, and she became a Gedola from this marriage as a Ketana, V'omdo V'nisis, and if she in fact then went to marry somebody else, so she only did this Miyan after she became a Gedola, this mean by definition of getting married to somebody else. So what is the halachic status? So Rav himself was the one that said, Rav Amar, Einot Shichel Get Misheni. No, this new marriage that she has is null and void. She doesn't even need a get from this guy because her first marriage is now a Doraisa marriage, just seemingly by becoming Gedola, which throws into question, how can we say that Rav holds only as she has relations? Here, it seems that she didn't have relations, and nevertheless, her marriage is considered to be a full-fledged Doraisa marriage that she doesn't even need a get from the new husband that gave her Kiddushin. Whereas Shmuel says, Shmuel might tzricha get misheni. Shmuel holds that you do need a get from the second one, implying that he's the one that holds that only after you've had relations as a gedola does it become a daraisa marriage. So this throws into question our understanding of Rav. And we turn to Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Isn't the understanding over here, my lab, the low ball, isn't this machlokes over here between Rav and Shmuel talking about a woman that didn't yet have relations with her husband after she became a gedola? Shmuel says, lo, lav davka, who says lo? The Baal, we're dealing here that she did, in fact, have relations with her husband, and therefore that's why Rav says she doesn't need a get, because she's a full-fledged married woman on a daraisa level, and a full-fledged married woman on a daraisa level who accepts kiddushin from somebody else, those kiddushin aren't chal, and she has no relationship with that new person and doesn't require a get from him. Well, this is so obvious, the Gemara says, so either Baal, so then my time with the Shmuel, why would Shmuel say that she doesn't have a full-fledged marriage? Why did Shmuel say that she needs a get from the new husband? Doesn't make any sense. Shmuel says, no. Kesavar Shmuel holds, kol ha-boel al-das kiddushin ha-rishonin u-boel. Shmuel says that when she has relations as a gedola, so it's not with the intention to make this now a daraisa marriage. It's a continuation, if you wish, of the permission that he had to have relations with her when she was a ketana. So Shmuel holds that this act of relations that she has as a gedola doesn't make it into a daraisa marriage. And that's why Shmuel says, no, she's still married only midirabbanan. And therefore, when this other person comes and gives her a kiddushin daraisa and she accepts it, so then she is needing a get from this new husband. And she can't go and live with him because she was married midirabbanan. So he's an adulterer. So therefore, she can't go and live with this person, because he's a boel of a woman who's married, and a boel of the woman who's married, both the boel and the baal are also to this woman. So in this situation, she wouldn't be allowed to go and live with either one of her two husbands. That's Shmuel's opinion, that the relations that this man has with her as a gedola is contingent upon the relations that he was allowed to have with her as a ketana, and doesn't imply a new set of kiddushin d'oraisa by having relations with her. So Gemara says, okay, we now understand this machlokas of Rav Shmuel, but they already had this machlokas previously. So why are they having it again? Where do we find that they had this machlokas previously? The Itmar, it said, kid shal tanai, if a man made a conditional kiddushin with a woman, and he said to her, for example, Rashi brings down, she'ein oleha nidorim or mumim. He says, I'll marry you on the condition that you don't have nidorim or you don't have any mumim. So he's kid shal tanai. And then, v'kin sustam. But then, when he actually married her, he didn't have those tenoyim in mind. V'kim so stam, he married her without the tenai. And then, as Rashi points out, v'acha kach, only afterwards, nimtzu ala nedarim, or she had a mum. So she did have these nedarim. So did his original condition get nullified by the kin so stam or not? So Rav Amar, tzricha hemenu get. She requires a get from this person, because he holds that when he had kiddushin with her originally out tonight, that was nullified when he then had relations with her without the tonight. She doesn't require a get from him because it was kitsh al tonight, and the tanoim were in fact not completed. She did have mumim, she did have nedarim, and therefore the kiddushin is null and void. So this is exactly the same machlokas. After all, Rav says that when he has relations with her, it's a brand new idea, where Shmuel seems to suggest that he was kitshal das kiddushim rishonim, which was with a tanai. Shmuel says, no, it's not something that they had a machlokas on previously, and you didn't need to say it. Now, each of them requires its own separate statement, because each of them has a chiddush. Rav amar tzricha menu get kivan dinosva achule achle l'tanai. So first we explain it. Rav says that you require a get over here because when he had relations with her, that nullified the original kiddushim. Achuli achle litnoi, where Shmuel says no. Shmuel amar enos yuchle menu get kol abal adat kiddushin rishon hubal. So this seems to be a reiteration of the same achlokas, and the Gemara says no tzricha. Each of them has a chiddush. What's that? The itmarahi. Now, there are two ways to learn this. Rashi has the different gears in the Gemara. Rashi writes, Hochi Garcina, that you have to change it around. So we'll leave our understanding over here with the gears that we have, and I'll point out that Rashi just flips it around. So when we start off over here, we're saying that in this situation, Di'it Mar Hahi, if you were to just have the situation of the Tanai, so then I would have said only in that situation when there's a Tanai, Bahi, call my Rav. Rav says in that situation that you have the act of Bia, the kinsa, that goes and nullifies the original Kiddushin. However, Mishum de Ikor Tanah, but that's because there was a specific Tanai. The Kivan de Baal, when he has relations with her, he's demonstrating Achle le Tanai. He's removing that Tanai by not mentioning it again. Avol Beha, but in the case of the Ketan who becomes a Gedola, maybe in that situation, since it wasn't a specified Tanai, maybe Rav actually holds like Shmuel and says that it's based upon the original Kiddushin that he has relations with her and not that he's creating a new Kiddushin. Maybe he holds like Shmuel. And likewise, V'yit Marbah, if you only had that case, I would have said over there when there was no Tanai, Baha, Bahach Kamar Shmuel, that you go by the original Kiddushin. Abu Bahach, when there was a Tanai, and now he has Kiddushin, Kinsa Stam, maybe Ema Mod Leila Rab, maybe Shmuel is Moda to Rab. Therefore, Tzricha, you need both cases. That's again the Girsa that we have. This is the understanding that Tosus have over here. Rashi flips it around, and he says in the first situation when we say, Di'it Mar Hahi, it's not talking about the case of the Tanai, it's actually talking about the case of the Katana. And then he says, in that situation, there's a different Girsa here. That's why you would think that Rav only says it in that situation, but doesn't say it in the case of the Tanai, and vice versa with Shmuel. Okay, we'll just leave it with the Girsa that we have and not fully explain Rashi's Girsa. Okay. Gemara continues and says, Umi Amar Rav ki Baal in ilo Baal lo. Again, we ask the question, did Rav really say this idea that it's only when she has relations with him that she becomes a full-fledged Daraisa marriage and not just by becoming a Gdola? After all, hahi uvdo dahave b'Narish. One time there was a Maisa Shahoya in a city called Narish. V'ikdisha kishi kitana. A man had done kiddushe kitana with a woman, and v'godla, and she grew up and became a gedola with him. V'osve abe kursaya, and they brought it to what seems to be the chuppah on the special bridal seat that they would have. This is the apirion that we had mentioned in the previous shiurim. And while she's going, seemingly on the way to the chuppah, the osachrina, another man comes along, the chotfa mine, and so to say, grabs her and goes and mizmekadish this woman. And in this situation, the Rav Bruna, the Rav Chananel, both Rav Bruna and Rav Chananel, who are tamide the Rav, mistama, they're paskin like their Rebbe Rav, Habu Hasim, they were over there. And how do they paskin? Lo etzvichua, gita, mi basra. And they did not require a get from this man. In other words, they said it was null and void because she's already a gedola. And therefore, even though she hasn't had relations, she's on the way to the chuffa. Nevertheless, Rav, seemingly, because these are the Talmidim of Rav, would say that no, you don't have to have relations as a gedola. Just the fact that you're a gedola turns the kiddushin into a Daraisa Kiddushin. So this seems to go against our statement about Rav. So I'm a Rapapa. Rapapa says, no, it's very simple teretz over here. In Narish, in this city, the custom was that they would carry them on this bridal chair after the chuppah. Minsav Nisideh. First they would get married, and only afterwards they would take this procession. V'hadam Mosveh Abei Kersai. They would carry on this Abei Kersai, on this Apirion, on this bridal chair. So here, there in fact was already the kinsa, and therefore she had had relations with her husband, she had chuppah with her husband, so that's what made her into a full-fledged daraisa, not from the fact that it's just the fact that she became a gedola. So this is consistent because that was the custom in Irish, this is very consistent with what Rav said. That's teretz number one. Rashi is a different teretz. Rav Ashi Amar, who also shaloka hogan. No, you're right, 100%. Normally Rav requires that you have an act of bia once she's a gedola in order to make it a rites of kedushin. But here, this guy acted in such an inappropriate, licentious fashion that here's a woman on the way to the chuppah, and he goes and gives her kedushin, so he did something. Who was so shaloka hogan? He did something that's so horrific, so not nice. Therefore, lufikach also bo shaloka hogan. So therefore, they did something that is so not nice back to him. Mido kineged mido. What do they do? Vafkinu rabbanon likdusha minei. That kedushin they gave. We always say when the chassan says hare at mikudesh asli b'tabazu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. It's all based upon the understanding that the rabbis are in support of this. I'm only giving this if it's kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. So here they retroactively made his kedushin not kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, and therefore, while technically he should have required a get because technically this was a good kedushin, but the rabbis uprooted his kedushin afkinu rabbanu l'kedushin minei, and that's why he doesn't need a get in this situation, even though it was only the gedola and not having bia once she's a gedola. This is essentially an exception that proves Rav's rule. Now, the Gemara says, wait a second. Amalei Ravina, Ravashi. Ravina says, Ravashi, really? Tainach de Kodesh b'chaspa. Now, we've had this several times, this type of discussion already in the Masechta. And Ravina says, Ravashi, that works great if he gave her a ring, if he gave her Kesef Kedushin. But, let's say, Kodesh b'viya, my, if this man had married her by having relations with her, again, the three ways, we're going to learn it not that far away. The end of this Seder of Noshim, we're going to have Kedushin. We're going to learn Isha Niknis Bekesef Shtar Ubiya. So if this man was Makadish, this woman, not with Kesef Shtar, but with Bia, so then how do you uproot that? Someone says, yes, you can. Shavya Rabbanu Libiloso Be'ilaz Nus. Even there, we say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Even though he had relations with her, L'shem Kedushin, the rabbis have the right to uproot that and turn that into just a act of Znus and not an act of Kedushin. Finally, where it says, how do we paskin in all of this discussion? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halachi Rabbi Eliezer. Back to our Mishnah, where we said this woman who should do miyun or not. So we said, yes, Halachi Rabbi Eliezer, that we tell the woman who's married to her husband only midrabbanan, and now the sister falls yibam to her husband. So we tell him, yes, tell this young woman to go and do miyun so that her husband, her now ex-husband, not really a husband because of Mion, can go and do Yibam with her sister. The Amora as well said, Halacha ki Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. Next Mishnah. A man is married to two girls with Kiddushe Kitana, with Kiddushim de Rabbanan, unrelated two girls, and Umeis. They called Yisomos here because their father obviously wasn't alive anymore. That's why they were married off by their mother or their brother. That's why they called Yisomos. So he then dies. Now he's leaving two wives that are married to him with Rabbanim for Yibam. Now, Biasa o Chalitzasa shall ask me and Poterasarasa. So his brother, who does either Yibam or Chalitza with one of these two Kitanos, so then that will exempt the other one from requiring Yibam or Chalitza. Very good. No argument on that. Then the Mishnah tells us, if he was married over here to two women who were also Kiddushim, that were the only Midrabbanim, because they were a Chayrish, they were Chayrishos. They were incapable of speaking and hearing, they weren't Bardas, and therefore they're only about to be able to be married via Remiza, via hinting and motions, so we don't know for certain that they fully understood. So this is a Din Dirabbanon, and therefore, they married midrabbanan, and the Mishnah tells us Zuchein Shnei Chareshos, the same thing applies in this situation. Seemingly, the Mishnah says that either the bia or the chalitza of one would exempt the other one. The Gemara will question this and says you can't do chalitza with a chayrish, and ultimately our understanding will be Zuchein Shnei Chareshos, if you did bia with one of them, the other one is exempted. But there is no possibility of doing chalitza here because you can't be mechalitz a chayrish. We'll discuss this more in the Gemara. Then it tells us, what happens if this man had two wives? One was a Kitana and one was a Chareshis. They're both the Rabbanan marriages, but they're different levels of the Rabbanan marriage. In this situation, Ein Biatzachas Mi'en Poteres Sarasa. If he had Yibam with one of them, that wouldn't exempt the other one. And the Gemara will discuss exactly what you do in this situation. What happens if the man had two wives? Pikachas, one was a regular, full-fledged Doraisa wife. The Chareshis, the other one was this woman who's not a Bar Das, and therefore is only married by the Rabbanan. So in this situation, if the brother does Yibam with the Pikachas, Bias, HaPikachas, Poteres, HaChareshis. So then in that situation, the Bia that he has with the full-fledged wife, so that will exempt the Midrabanan wife. That's easy, no problem. However, the other way around, the NBS of Chareshis, if you would have relations with Chareshis, which is only a Durabanan, that's not Poteris as a Bikachas, which was a Duraisa Chiv. Finally, if he has Gedola V'Ketana, if this man had the two wives, one was a Gedola Duraisa, one was a Ketana, only with the Rabbanan marriage, so then again, simple. B.S. Gedola Poteris Ketana, the NBS of Ketana Poteris Gedola. Same exact reasoning applies. The Duraisa fulfillment of Yibam will exempt the Durabanan requirement, but if the Durabanan was done, if the Durabanan Chiv of Yibam was done, so then that doesn't exempt the woman who's Mechuyeves on a Daraisa level. Okay, we said a lot in this Mishnah, and we're going to jump right in and say, how can you tell me in the second case, when the man is married to two Chareishas, that if he has relations with one, it exempts the other one, or if he has Chalitza with one, it exempts the other one. How can you tell me this latter? The Chareishas Bas Chalitza, can you do a Chalitza on a woman who's a Chareishas? That's not possible. What not? We learned in the Mishnah, we just had this a few days ago, on Daf Kuf Dalet, the Mishnah there specifically said that a Chayresh Shenechlatz, if the man was the Chayresh and he had Chalitza, or the Chayreshes was the one Shecholtza that had Chalitza, or then we had added the additional third case, so Chaletzis with a Katan, Chalitza was done on a Katan, Chalitza, so Pesula, it's not a good Chalitza. So how can you imply in our Mishnah that the Chalitza, one Chayreshes, would go and exempt the other woman who was married as a Chareishas, when in fact you can't do Chalitza on a Chareishas? So you're right, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, this is not referring to Chalitza, as I said, it refers to a Bia. So yes, the Bia with one, that definitely will work to exempt the other one. But you're right, Chalitza with one can't work on the other one because there is no Chalitza on a Chareishas. So that's the simplest way to understand the Mishnah. Now we're going to spend a lot of the rest of this year discussing. Now the Gersa that we have is Rav Amar, but ultimately we're going to say that this is Rabbah, so we'll call this Rabbah from this point onward. So Rabbah gives a different teretz than Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Rabbah says, no, afilu tema chalitza. No, let's try to learn the Gemara, the Mishnah, the way we learned it simply. That when it says, v'chein hachareishos, that not only Bia will exempt, if you do Bia with one, it will exempt the other, but even Chalitza with one will exempt the other. Aye, how can you do Chalitza with a Chareishes? So he deals over here, kam the Chareishes meyikara. Rabba says that we're dealing over here with a woman that was a Chareishes from the very start, and therefore it was a total Durabanan from the very beginning. And therefore in our Mishnah, since she was a Chareishes from the very start, you can do Chalitza from a woman who's a Chareishes from the very start. Because just like she got into the marriage, only with the Rabbanan, she can go out of the marriage also with the Rabbanan. Basically, the rabbi said, we'll allow Chalitza on a Rabbanan level because the marriage was only on a Rabbanan level. But the Mishnah on Kuf Dalet Khan, where we talked about that there is no potential for a Chareishes to do Chalitza, that's talking about Kambe Pikachas. She was married on a Daraisa level because she was a Pikachas at that point in time. She only subsequently became a Chareishes. The Achakach Nischarsha. And there, the Daraisa marriage can't be uprooted by a Chalitza that is only good midirabbanon. So that's what now the Gemara explains. Chareishes meikara in our Mishnah we're dealing with, the woman was a Chareishes from the very start. Kihechid ol ochinofak. Just like she came in on a Durabanan level, she can go out on this special Durabanan level that allows Chalitza on a Durabanan level for Chareishes. But in the Mishnah on Kuf Dalet, Pikachas v'achakach nischarsha, in that situation where she was originally a full-fledged Daraisa marriage and only afterwards became a Chareishes, so now if she was only able to do Chalitza, it would only be good on a Durabanan level, low. That's not going to work, because the Ma'akva Bo Kriya, here in this situation, the fact that she can't say the Pesukah because she's a Chareishes, that's going to, in fact, not allow the Chalitza to work. Even though we had said previously that the Pesukim aren't Ma'akev, that we had the idea that if you could do Bila, so Bila ain't a Ma'akevis, but if ain't Bila, so then Bila Ma'akevis. So when you can say the Pesukim, so the Pesukim aren't necessary. But here, on a Daraisa level, you have to have the potential to say the Pesukim. If you can't say the Pesukim, so then the Chalitza cannot be done on a Daraisa level. So this case on Kuf Dalet, the Mishnah on Kuf Dalet, is dealing where she was originally Pikachas, married Daraisa, and now she can't get out of that marriage with a Chalitza that's only good to Rabbanan. But in our Mishnah here, there's no problem, Rabbi says, to say that it even goes with Chalitza. If you had Yibam or Chalitza with one of the Chareishos, so then that will exempt the other one, because just like she came in on a Rabbanan level with Remiza, she could leave on a Rabbanan level with this Chalitza, the rabbis allowed it. So now we're going to spend most of the rest of the year trying to slug up Rabbah, which we eventually will. So we start off with Abaye, and we're going to actually be learning a whole bunch of Mishnayis that we're going to have on Kuf Yud Beis. So this will be a great pre-chazara for Daf Kuf Yud Beis, because we're going to go through most of the Mishnayis over there. So we start off and say the following. Are you really telling me, Eitzvi Abaye, the Chareishis Meikoro Bas Chalitzihi? Really, are you trying to suggest that the reason why our Mishnah allows a Chalitza by a Chareishis because she's a Chareishis from step one, and just like she came in Midrabban, she can go out Midrabban with a Chalitza? Is that really true? But not. But the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Beis tells us, the first of many Mishnahis there, Shnei Achim Echot Pikeach V'Echot Chareish. You have two brothers. One is a full-fledged Pikeach, can marry on a derais level, we have a cherish. One is only a cherish who can marry on a derabanan level through a miza. So nisuin, they get married, l'shtei nochrios, they get married to two unrelated women. The pikeach gets married to achas pikachas, he gets married to the pikachas, and the cherish gets married to the chareishes, achas chareishes. Again, we have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is a pikeach, Shimon is a cherish. And Reuven marries a pikachas, and Shimon marries a chareishes. So, meis cherish, if the cherish dies, if Shimon dies, and he's married to the Chareishes, Baal Chareishes, so then, how do you do Yibum with her? No problem. What should the Bikach do in this situation? He happens to be married to Bikachas. That's almost irrelevant at this point. So what does he do for this woman, this Chareishes who falls to him in Yibum? Konis, he marries her. No problem. He can't do Chalitza on her, because that would be the question that Abai is asking. Why can't he do Chalitza if she's, in fact, a Chareishes Meikara? So that will eventually be Abai's question. But right now, the Mishnah says that he can't do chalitz with her, so he only can be koni, sir. And then, in Ratza, lahotzi beget, if he wishes to afterwards, he can get rid of her with a get. That's perfectly acceptable. In Ratza, lahotzi yotzi, he can go get rid of her with a get. Not a problem at all. Now, if meis pikach, ba pikachas, if the pikach, Reuven, were to have died, and his wife, the pikachas, falls now in Yibim to Shimon, who is a cheresh? So Maya a cheresh ba chereshes. What should he do? Kodesh. He can marry her. That's not a problem. He can fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. However, ain't a mosi lolim. He can't give a get to her. He can never divorce her because he's married on a derais level, and the only get could be given would be on a derabbanan level. So he can never divorce this woman. Now, here we get to Abaye's question. My lab the chereshes meyikara. Aren't we here talking about the Shimon married the chereshes? She was a chereshes meyikara, and yet we said k'toni kones in. That he's only allowed to do Yibum with her, but, and we turn to Kufyut Amibayt, Cholate's low, but he can't do Chalitza with her. So clearly you see that even though she's a Chareishes Meikara, we don't allow Chalitza. That's a Kasha on the way that Rabbah understood our Mishnah. So Gemara says, low. Who says that that's what the Mishnah is talking about on Kufyut Beis? Bepikachas, v'achachach nischasha. That also was talking about a woman who was originally Pikachas, so she's married on the Raisa level, and then she became a Chareishes, and therefore can no longer have chalitza done. So that's consistent with what Rabbah said. Try again, Toshma. Keep on reading another Mishnah on Kufyud Beis. Now I should say, in the Mishnah, it's the really separate Mishnahs. In our Gemara on Kufyud Beis, which is the start of the next parak, the 14th parak, so it's really all one big Mishnah. So I'm referring to it as another Mishnah, but it's really, in our Gemara, it's the same Mishnah. In any event, Toshma, the next part of that Mishnah says, Shnei Achim Pichin, if you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, here they're both Pikechim. So, Nisuim Shtei Nochrios, they're married to two unrelated women. Here, the wives, one is a Pikachas, Achas Pikachas, Achas Chareishes. So, what happens if Meis Pikeach Bala Chareishes, if the husband who was married to the Chareishes died? So, the Chareishes falls even to a Pikeach brother. So, Mayasa Pikeach Bala Pikachas, what should he do in that situation? Konis, he's allowed to go and marry her. Vimrotzi Yotzi, Lohotzi, Yotzi Beget. If he wishes to, he's allowed to go and divorce her because he married on the Raisa level. And mid the Raisa, you could divorce a woman, even Bal Korcha, even if she doesn't have Das. So that's not the way we paskin nowadays. We do not allow a woman to be divorced Bal Korcha. This is Xerah from Rabbeinu Gershom or Hagola. So we no longer allow that type of a divorce to occur. It has to be with the acceptance of the woman. But mid the Raisa, that would work. So therefore, Konez and Rotsa, Lotsi Yotzi, no problem. What happens to the other way around? Meis pikach bala pikachas. If the pikachas falls in Yibum to the other man who is a pikach, ma'aseh pikach b'chareishes, what should he do? No problem. Oh, that's a miyabim. That's a regular standard case of Yibum. He can do whatever he wants. So again, the question is from the first part of this discussion. My love, aren't we talking about midahu pikach meikara? Just like this man was a pikach meikara. He's always been a pikach. So too, Hinami chareishes meikara, that the wife is also a chareishes meikara, just like her husband's bikach meikara. So the wife is also a chareishes meikara, and nevertheless, Tony Kone's in cholates low. So isn't this again a question on Rabbah? You see that you can't do chalitza, even though she was a chareishes meikara. So Gemara says, who says? Why are you forcing Rabbah into this scenario? Me dear you. Who says that this is the case? Hochidisa. He was a pikeach meikara, but lav davka, that she was also chareishes meikara. Hochidisa. She was in fact a pikachas, who then became a chareishes. So therefore, It fits in exactly with what Rabbah said. Try again. Eisvei, Abaya again questions Rabbah from the next part of the Mishnah. Shnei Achen, you have two brothers. Echa Bikeach, Echa Cheresh. Again, one brother is a Bikeach, one brother is a Cheresh. And Nisuin, now here they're married not to Nochrios, they're married to two sisters. Nisuin, Shnei Achoyos, Achas Bikeach, Echas Cheresh. And just like the two brothers, one was competent, one was not competent. So too with the women, one was competent, one was not competent. So the Cheresh over here married the Cheresh, and the Bikeach married the Bikachas. Now, if the husband who was the Cheresh died and he leaves his wife, the Cheresh, who's only married seemingly mid the Rabbanan, because we're going to say that this is a Cheresh Meikara, so it's a Cheresh Meikara, so she goes and now falls in Yibam, so my Yasa Pikach Bal Pikach, what should he do? Now he's married to her sister, so no problem. Teitze, she goes out, Mishum Achosisha, because of Achosisha, and there's no Yibam or Chalitza requirement at all. Because on a Doraisa level, he's married to her sister. So therefore, this is a classical case of Achosisha, and she goes out without anything. Even if it was a marriage Doraisa, she would go out without anything. Certainly if it's a marriage Rabbanan. But what happens if the other way around? What happens if the Doraisa marriage ended with a death, childless death? My neis pikeach bal pikachas. Now the pikachas falls on a Doraisa level, Yibam, to her brother-in-law, was a Cheresh. Maya is a Cheresh Baal Cheresh. Now we're stuck. What should he do in this situation? He's married to her sister, but only on the Rabbanan level. So he can't do Yibam with her because it's on the Rabbanan level. But they can't do Chalitza because she's a Cheresh. So Motzi is Ishto Beget. He's no longer allowed to live with his wife because there's a Zika on a Derais level that's going to push aside his marriage to the Rabbanan. And Nebuch, the Eishes Ochiv, Asrul Yolim. And the woman who's the Yavama is going to be answered to him until this man dies. Asrul Yolim, because she can't have Yibam and she can't have Chalitza, so she's not allowed to get married to anybody else. Very tragic situation. Now, what's the question? Isn't this a case where she's a Chereshes Meikara, and therefore that's why she can't have Chalitza? You're going to say, no, we're dealing over here with Bikeach, V'achakach Nischarish, that in fact, this man was a Bikeach, and only afterwards he became a Cheresh, and therefore the wife is also first a Bikeach, V'achakach Nischarish, and that's how you're going to get around the Shaila on Rabbah, just like he did previously, and saying that it's referring to that she was originally Pikachas and then became a Chereshes. So you're going to say over here, if this was a man who was a Pikach and only afterwards became a Cheresh, so Mimotzi Mefik, so then he wouldn't be allowed to divorce his wife. But it's not, because we learned in a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah also on Kuf Yud Beis, Nischarsha, if the woman becomes a Chereshes, so then Yotzi, the husband can divorce her. Nishtatis. However, if the woman Nebuch became a Shota, so then Lo Yotzi. So then you're not allowed to divorce a wife who's not a Bardas. Nischarish who? O Nishtata who? If he himself, however, became the Cheresh or he became crazy, so then Lo Yotzi Alamis. This poor woman is stuck. She can never get a divorce. Now, what do you see? That in that situation, since we do allow divorce, it can't be that there was a Doraisa marriage from the start, and now it became Derabbanan. So we can't be talking about Pikeach V'achachan Ischarish, Elolab B'Cherish Meikara. He must have been a Cherish from the very start. So just like Umidahu Cherish Meikara, he not a Cherish Meikara. We're dealing over here with a Cherish Meikara, and nevertheless, we said, Umidachayas Cherish Meikara, if these two women are Cherish Meikara, so then as well, Nochrios Nami Chareshos Meikara. Now we can say that the rest of the Mishnah is also talking about that they're all Chareshos Meikara. And yet we said, Utsanan Gabi Nochrios, we said in the earlier cases that Kone is in Cholet Slow. So bottom line is, Abaye says to Rabbah, you see that we are dealing in the Mishnayos on Kuf Yud Beis with a woman who is a Chareshos Meikara, and nevertheless it says you can't do Chalitza, and that slugs you up, Rabbah. Very long and convoluted way to get to the point that our Mishnah on Kuf Yud Beis is talking about Chareshes Meikara, and yet you can't do Chalitza. Rabbah, you're wrong. Rabbah's response is nothing. Ishtik. He doesn't say anything. Now, the Gemara says there was a teretz. Rabbah didn't give us this teretz, but his Bar Plukta, Rav Yosef, comes and tells Abaye, no, you're slugging up of Rabbah. It's not a complete slugging up. He also lekame the Rav Yosef, when Abaye came and told over this entire discussion to his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, Abaye learned by both Rabbah and Rabbi Rav Yosef, and he told over to Rav Yosef, so Amalei, Rav Yosef says to Abaye, your slugging up of Rabbah wasn't a complete slugging up, because he could have gotten out of it, but there was a better way to slug him up. My taima tusvei meha, why did you bring the raya that you did in the way that you did? Because the yachol l'shanuye loch, that Rabbah really had an answer. When he was ishtik, it didn't mean that he didn't have an answer to you, he just didn't tell you the answer. Achoyos cherishos meyikora. In the case of the two sisters who we said that they were, you're telling me that they were Chareshos Meikara, So the Nochrios, Piklos, the Achakach Nisharshu. But the other case was talking about different. Who says they're all talking about the same thing? The other case you could argue, Rabbi could have said, that they're dealing with Nochrios, the non-related wives of the two brothers. They were actually Piklos who became Chareshos afterwards. Who says they have to all be talking about the same case? And therefore, Rabba could have answered you that they're talking about different cases. And his din, that a Chareshos Meikara can undergo Chalitza, because just like she came in with the Rabbanon, she goes out with the Rabbanon, would it still be valid? But what you should have slugged them up with is the follows. Eliboy loch la'os ve'miha. You really should have slugged them up from the following part of that Mishnah. Shnei achin cherishin. You have the two brothers who are both cherish. So they married nesuyin shtei achoyos pikros. They married two women that are fully competent. So there's only going to be midrabanan marriages. Or alternately, o shtei achoyos cherishos, or these two brothers that were chereshim married two women that were chereshos. Or these two chereshim were married to two women that were sisters, o shtei achoyos, achas mikachas, achas chereshos. Doesn't make a difference in any of these situations. Or if you have vice versa, v'chein shtei achoyos chereshos, if you have two sisters that were chereshos, and they're married to either nesuos l'shnei achin pikin, two brothers that were pikin, or l'shnei achin chereshin, or two brothers that were chereshin, oh, l'shnei achin echad pikach v'echad cheresh, or one brother was a pikach, one brother was a cheresh. In all of these scenarios, if the husband, either one of the husbands, either one of the brothers dies without children, and his wife would fall yibam to the other brother, there is no chalitza or yibam requirement because of achos ishto. But that's only in the case where everybody here is brothers and everybody here is sisters. But if the women were not related to each other, then the Mishnah says, ichnosu, you're allowed to bring them into marriage, but in Ratzu Lahotzi, Yotziu. But then you can still go and divorce them. Now, from the fact that you can go and divorce them, hechidomi, what are we talking about? If you're going to tell me lema bepiklim that they were originally piklim when it was a marriage daraisa, sof nischarshu, and only afterwards it became chareshim, so then mimotzi mafki, then you're not allowed to divorce them, because we learned, we had said in the Mishnah on Kufi Beis, which we're going to learn, we already brought this down today, nishtatis lo yotzi, if they became a shalta, so then you're not allowed to ever go and divorce them. But nischarishu o nishtata, if the man becomes either a chareish or a shalta, lo yotzi olamis, you can never get rid of them. So obviously, we can't be talking here if we're dealing with im yoratzu lohotzi yotziu. It can't be that this was a doraisa marriage originally and now became a derabanan, that they became a cheresh, because they wouldn't be allowed to go and divorce in that situation. Elolav acherishin meyikara. Rabbi Yossi says to Abaye, this is what you should have shlugged Rabba up with. It must clearly be talking about, since we allow imrotzu lahotzi yotziu, it must be talking about that they were chareish and meikara. So it was only a marriage to Rabbanon originally, and just like they came into the marriage with the Rabbanon, so the rabbis allowed them to leave this marriage with the Rabbanon with a get. Elalav acherish and meikara. Umidehen chareishin, if these are chareishin meikara, we're dealing here with a cherish from the beginning, so then, now the gifts we have is in who, but it really is in he, nami, cherishos meikara. So then the wives are also cherishos meikara. Uktani, but the Mishnah says, imhayu nochrios, yichnosu, however, yichnosu in yachlitzu lo. Even though they're cherishos meikara, we don't allow chalitza. And that is Mishnayis proof that you, Rabba, are wrong in saying that a chareshes meikara can undergo chalitza. Tiyufta de Rabba, tiyufta. We have finally shlugged up Rabba. Okay, it took a while to get that. It was a little bit convoluted, a little bit complicated. I hope it was clear. We quote the Mishnah. It said, Kitana v'chareshes v'chule. We said in the situation where if he's married to both the Kitana and the chareshes, and then the man dies, the man's talking about here a pikeach, so he marries two women, a Kitana and a Chareish, is both to be the Rabbanon. So we said in that situation that even with one doesn't exempt the other one. And basically, that's based upon the idea that we don't know which one is the, quote, real wife. That one of them may be, since they're both the Rabbanon, but they're different. The Kitana is eventually going to be a Gedola, whereas the Chareish is a Gedola right now physically, and she's a mature woman. So therefore, that's a different type of relationship. So which one is considered his real wife, that's really going to be the question. And therefore, you can't say that Ibum Chalitza to one would go and exempt the other one. Now, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Ashkachte Rav Ada bar Ava Rav Chono Chasone. I once was walking and I met up with Rav Ada bar Ava and his son-in-law, Rav Chono, who was sitting and learning. the Yasve v'kamokvu akavosa b'shuka d'pumpedisa. Now Rashi understands this to be makilim talmidim svivam, that they were gathering talmidim around them. Shoyu b'im l'shma divrem. They were sitting and talking and learning, and everybody else gathered around to see what these two great amorayim were talking about. Alternatively, Rashi says lishnachvina. That they were throwing questions at each other and discussing Torah, and he came upon them, Rav Nachum comes upon them, and the Amri, and they were saying the following, that which we learned in our Mishnah, this case, Kitana v'chareishes, we said, that if you did Yibum with one, that wouldn't exempt the other one. That's hani mili dinoflule me ochiv pikeach. That's only applicable if this brother was a pikeach. So the dead brother was a pikeach. In that situation, hani mili dinoflule me ochiv pikeach de lo yadinan ibiktano nichole ibicharacious nichole. As I explained a minute ago, we're not sure which one was his real wife, so to say. Which one was his preferred wife? Was it the ktana, who he preferred because she's eventually going to become a gedola, as the Gemara would say, or was it the Chareishes, who's a full-fledged woman right now, and therefore is compatible to him right now as a wife and not in the future? The Gemara says, the Yasya L'Klaldeya, because someday she's going to become a full-fledged, competent woman as soon as she reaches the age of godless. As opposed to, maybe, no, Ibacharacious Nichole, because the Gedolahi Ubazbiahi, because she's a fully mature woman right now and is capable of having an adult relationship with him right now. She can have relations with him right now because she's not a 10-year-old girl. So which one is really his preferred wife is not clear. And that's why if you do Yibum with one, that may not be the real wife, and therefore can't exempt the other one. However, Abul Noflo Me'ochiv Cheresh, if in fact the brother that died was himself a Cheresh. So Rav Ada Bar Ava was talking with Rav Chana, his son-in-law. They said the following: Vadei v'chareishes nichlei. Certainly, they wanted to suggest that the chareishes would be the preferred wife because she is the bas biya ubas minehi, because she's a full-fledged mature woman and she's just like him. So whatever disability he has the same disability, and there'll be a natural love between them. And since she's a mature woman, certainly he prefers this wife over the ketana wife, and therefore, in this situation, we have no doubt as to which was the real wife, so to say. That's what Rav Nachman heard these two Amoroyim talking. But Rav Nachman said, I disagree with you. He says, even in this situation, where he was a Charesh, afilu nofu le mi'ochiv Charesh, nami misafkale. He says, I don't think you can clearly say that he prefers the Charesh's wife versus the Ketana wife, because nevertheless, the Ketana wife will grow up to be a full-fledged Bas Yisrael, a full-fledged Pikachas, and therefore maybe he prefers that wife. So you can't bring me a raya. Even in the case where it's a Cheresh who was married to Chareshes, you can't say that the Chareshes' wife is the more preferred wife rather than the Ketana wife. Now the Gemara says, what do you do in this situation? If you can't be exempt the one with Yibam or Chalitza, so what do you do with these two women? What happens now? So I'm Rav Chisda, I'm a Rav. Rav Chisda says, I'm a Rav. Koneis HaChareshes. What you can do is do Yibam with the Chareshes, and then Umotziya Beget, and then go and divorce her with a Get. And for the Ketana, Uktana Tamtin, wait, Akshetagdil, until she becomes a Gedola, the Tachlot, and then you can do Chalitza on her as a Gedola. Amr Chista, Shema Minot. Rav Chisda says, you see from this, Kesava Rav, Rav was the one who said this, Amr Chisda, Amr Rav, Kesava Rav, Chareshes Kenuya Umushuyeres, that this Chareshes is only partially acquired and partially not acquired, whereas the Ketana is Kenuya, the Eino Kenuya, whereas the Ketana, it's not clear that she was at all acquired or if she's fully acquired. Kenuya, the Eino Kenuya. Let's read this and understand this better. In Rashi, three lines from the bottom, Chareshes Kenuya, Bemiktsas Umishuyeres. Rashi says as follows, Ketana, in regards to the marriage with the Ketana, Sofe Kenuya, Kula. Maybe she's full-fledged Kenyan over here. Sofik Eino Kenuya Klal. Maybe she's not Kenuya at all. Dibishneyen Kenuyos Umishuyeres Lekalamema. To say that both of them are half-married, half-not-married, that you can't say. The Masnisan Shamina law, if that were the case, that they each were partially married or partially not married, so then the bia on one should exempt the other one. And to say ushteim sofek nami lekalamema, and to say that both of them are maybe they're married, maybe they're not married, because b'ktoni sefer the masnisin, it says at the end, bo yavam alaktana, if the yavam did have relations with the ktana, and then Chazer Ubal LaChareishes, and then he had relations with Chareishes, so Pasal Esaktana, then he makes the Ketana no longer able to be married to him. But the other way around, where he had relations first with the Chareishes, and then he had relations with the Ketana, Pasal Esaktana, then he's Pasal Esaktana. But the Ish Deim Safek, then if both of them were Safek, Kamaisa, then we should allow him to stay married to the first one, Mimanushach. What's the Mimanushach? So this is already going to take us into tomorrow's shir. So I just wanted to introduce this. I'll go over this part again tomorrow. We'll start again from Amar Rav Chis to Shmamino tomorrow. But with this, we'll conclude today's shir and give us a little appetizer for tomorrow's shir.